There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Okay, are you wondering what's happening in entertainment? Of course you are. You know who can tell you? Holly Roberts. It's time for the Dirt Alert, right, Holly?
Oh, yeah, right. But don't mind me. I'm still having a Richard Simmons dance party.
Oh, yeah.
So oh, my gosh.
That's right.
Guys, page of my world.
You'll have a tight caboose. Oh.
Tight caboose.
Mm-hmm. Steps for work off quiche and moose. No, that's Richard Simmons' new song, Aerobeak. I'm not lying. He dropped it on his YouTube channel yesterday, so.
Can we make a video today?
Yeah.
Okay. We're doing this.
Oh, yep.
We're just going to dance around to that. Oh, my gosh.
But in the meantime, we got to get to this legal battle. Mm. It's getting serious between Andy Cohen and the former Real Housewives of New York City star Leah McSweeney. Now, Andy Cohen is calling Leah McSweeney's lawsuit against him a shakedown. And he claims that McSweeney is trying to force an unjustified settlement with Cohen and Bravo.
Look, I think my feeling is, and I feel this way whenever a celebrity pulls this trigger, if Andy didn't think this was hogwash, I don't think he would counter. I think Leah could be in trouble because Andy, she has hit the hornet's nest and Andy is full throated in his defense. And it does make me question her allegations. I would be lying if I said it wasn't.
Yeah, now McSweeney's attorney told Page Six that Andy Cohen's response to her lawsuit that it's a shakedown. Well, they're saying that Andy Cohen, it's just an attempt for him to bully alleged victims like McSweeney into silence.
Okay. I don't know. There is a lot of people coming to his defense. And I'm not always a fan of Andy. I'm not. Or the culture over at Bravo. But this one, I don't know.
Yeah, well, in his lawyers, Andy Cohen's lawyers are shutting it down. You know, his lawyers called some of the allegations in this lawsuit, including the cocaine allegations, categorically false. And they said Mr. Cohen never used cocaine with any cast member on any Real Housewives show or with any other Bravo employee. So they're not mincing words. They're not doing legalese. They're just saying this is not true. We're shutting it down.
There they go.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go. Let's stay in the celebrity justice who's in the courtroom. Natalie Portman and her husband, Benjamin Millepied, have already finalized their divorce after quietly splitting following his alleged affairs. Now, she filed for divorce last summer from her husband. It was finalized last month. The two have two children together. And Natalie Portman, she's been doing a lot of press around her movie May December. But nobody's surprised. You know, she was making red carpet appearances. No ring on that finger.
His Willie was a little adventurous. That's what happened.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Now,
an adventurous Willie.
We can't confirm
Benjamin's
adventurous Willie, but I will say
alleged adventurous Willie. Yeah.
That he had an affair.
Dancing around.
That's right. Allegedly, among other people, a climate activist and some other folks. And quite frankly, Natalie Portman wasn't here for it. And she's moving on. And I think she's going to be doing okay for herself.
Yeah, she's Natalie Portman.
Exactly. And Drew Carey opening up about the fact that he can finally move on after his ex-fiancee Amy Hardwick's murderer was sentenced to life in prison. I don't know if you guys remember the story, but Drew Carey's ex-girlfriend was murdered in 2020 and in a pretty horrific way. And Drew Carey talked to People magazine in a new interview this week, and he said that the murder conviction of Gareth Perthouse And this, his subsequent sentencing to life in prison last year brought him peace. He's just like, you know, I can't remember the guy's name, but look, that final sentencing, it feels like we've all been out of breath and we're finally able to move on.
Good for him. It was horrible. It's just awful for him and her family.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah, that was a really tough one. And you know what? Drew Carey, he's pretty candid about the ups and downs of celebrity. The ups and downs of his career, how he's felt about it. So getting honest there with People Magazine. And finally, reviews are coming out for Ariana Grande's latest album, Eternal Sunshine. And if you want some pop music, it's going to be exciting for you because lots of people are really liking this. A return to form for Ariana Grande. But is she going to be talking about her affair with SpongeBob SquarePants?
That's all we want to know. So if not, then... come on now.
Come on now.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on now. Come on now.
Talk about SpongeBob.
Did you Squidward your SpongeBob?
I Squidwarded my Squidge. Yeah. My Squidge. Yeah.
Well, why? Lex Squidges. We're going to take a break.
Oh.